individual both. I won't go through it because you know what the provisions are, but I very strongly advocate that HB 2324 be passed on and be sent to the governor, please.
Other questions? I would have one. Eleanor, if you got, if things in your circumstances came about so that either things were not progressing or keeping stabilized with your contacts and your psychiatric visits and et cetera, would you as a patient feel as if you one of your psychiatrists could bring this kind of action to get you into a hospital if you were going downhill, even though it were privately and not not
right.
out on the streets, if you
right.
will.
Right. I have, maybe it hasn't been my initiative, but I have acknowledged that, yes, it is appropriate for me to go in.
Someone else made that determination and you had gone.
Yes, but it has never been involuntary for me. And I think that's because of my own particular circumstances that I realize there are some times that I realize better than others. But no, I haven't been in the terrible circumstances that some have been. However, I was hiding at home for a long time before I was urged to get help and then did seek help.
Thank you, John.
Madam Chair, committee members, my name is John McCulley, representing the Oregon Psychiatric Association. We, too, offer our support for House Bill 2324. Very briefly, a couple of comments. First of all, the question has been raised as to why involuntary treatment versus voluntary treatment, and the fact that the governor has put $7 million into his mental health budget as a part of this bill. The studies that have been done indicate that those who are involuntarily committed have more severe mental illnesses and are more prone to commit criminal acts than those who are voluntarily committed. I think it's important to view this bill as an initial step dealing with the, what I guess could be considered the greatest problem, realizing that there are additional resources in excess of $50 million needed to begin addressing those who voluntarily would seek treatment. Secondly, I hope you have or will have distributed to you copies of statutes from other states related to involuntary commitment. I have provided information from the states of Hawaii, Alaska, Washington, and California. I do that to show you that in those other states, their statutes could be viewed as much broader than what is being proposed here in Oregon. Hawaii, for example, has a statute which would allow for the involuntary commitment of a person who, according to their statute, is, quote, obviously ill, unquote. And that definition is not, to my knowledge, further clarified. I also have provided a law that was passed in California in 1986 that establishes something very similar to what took place in Oregon during the last interim, and that is a study of their criteria under grave disability. And it's interesting to note that they discuss in there as a possible view, this is not a law in California, but something that is going to be reviewed, that based upon the historical course of the person's mental disorder, as determined by available information, that the person is likely to deteriorate into a position where they would be dangerous to themselves or others or unable to care for their own personal needs, similar to what you're now looking at in HB 2324. I do that to let you know that this is a trend that I think is occurring in the country, and hope that you will have some comfort in knowing that HB 2324, I think, is a very good piece of legislation and one that is very deserving of your support.
Any questions, Mr. McCulley? Yes, Senator Hamby.
John, could you brief the committee on the efforts by the House Judiciary Committee to look at the standards regarding constitutionality? I note the amendments do not speak to changing any of the language as proposed. Could you let us know, for the committee's benefit, while we were in the midst of tort and liability, of course, the House members were struggling with this bill, and most especially the expanded criteria.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Hamby, I guess the whole idea of the expanded criteria goes back to the task force discussions and probably even farther back than that to the bills that our organization had in at least the 1983 and 1985 sessions, which would have greatly expanded the criteria far beyond what is discussed here in the bill. And as the task force met, they determined that it was important to narrow the focus of that criteria. The House Judiciary Committee in their deliberations and work with the Attorney General's office narrowed that further and provided a better focus through their deliberations. And that really is the product that you have before you today.
Okay.
Excuse me, could I add one thing? I distributed to each of you a letter. I did not read you the letter in my testimony. I would appreciate very much your reading it. I have an identity besides a psych patient. When I am in very good shape, I have been and am in an advisory capacity to my county's mental health department. And as of hearing last July about the Civil Commitment Task Force work, I became actively interested and active in this legislation on the state level also. So I am very knowledgeable about these bills of mental health.
All right,
thank you.
All right, thanks both of you. I think that's the entire list of witnesses that signed up to testify on this bill. What's your pleasure, Senator Hill?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2324 to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
What about this amendment?
Senator Hill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the -26 amendments are conflict amendments that are proposed by a legislative council. They catch something that should have been put in so that they match with House Bill 2186. Is that right, Kingsley? That was passed by both houses earlier.
Mr. Chair, then I would withdraw that motion and move the -26 amendments.
Senator Hill moves the -26 amendments. Any objection? So ordered. Senator Hill moves House Bill 2324 is amended to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. That carries. Anything else? We're adjourned at 3:20.